Bezras Hashem, our first halacha topic from Daf Nun Gimel is the last two lines of Nun Gimel Mebe's, last two lines of the eighth perek in Brachos, and that is the topic of Mayim Achronim. The Gemara told us that we learn out from the Pasuk, V'iskadashtem V'yisem Kedoshim, V'iskadashtem refers to Mayim Rishonim, not our topic for today, V'yisem Kedoshim, that refers to Mayim Achronim. Tosas in Chulin on Daf Kuf Hey, as well as Tosis by us in Dibur HaMaskel V'Yisem Kedoshim, suggests that this requirement of Mayim Achronim, based on the Gemara in Chulin on Kuf Hey, is because of the fear of what was called Melech Sodomus. Melech Sodomus being a very sharp salt that comes from the Dead Sea, and that could blind a person if he doesn't clear it off. Based on this, Tosis concludes that that is the reason why they did not use Mayim Achronim, because Melech Sodomus was not Shayach for them, and therefore the custom was not to use Mayim Achronim. It is known that the Gra rejected this position of Tosis in Brachos and in Chulin. In fact, I have the Gra open in front of me, and his Lashon is quite sharp. Aval kol ze lesa and divrayin dechuyin meikaron. The Gra held the chiyuv was meikar dedina. The Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Kuf Pei Aleph Siv Gimel explains what's behind the objection of the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah as well to the approach of Tosis to say that this was relevant only in that time. The Aruch HaShulchan points out beautifully that if you compare the Gemaros, and here I add brisker terminology to Aruch HaShulchan, who in many ways employs the Litvisha Derech HaLimud to Halacha, there are Tzvei Dinim, there are two Halachas in Mayim Achronim. Number one, it's true, the Gemara in Chulin did say that Mayim Achronim is to deal with Melech Sodomus. On the other hand, the Gemara in Brachos, when it quotes this Kadashim Yisem Kedoshim, does not indicate that requirement at all. And for Tosis to suggest that it's simply an asmachta, in no place do the Gemaras connect the two things. Hence, according to the Gaon, says the Aruch HaShulchan, the Gra, there is a separate requirement from the Yisem Kedoshim that has nothing to do with Melech Sodomus, and that is, here's his lashon, Hutam nosef al kedushas hamitzvah. Kedusha hi lahavir hazua mami yadayim, to remove the dirt from the hands. Shem mezulmos mechila v'yadayim mezulmos psulus habracha. U'b'shem agon kasvu damavarch shetzarch laskir shashem hazeh nitilaso mitzvah mishum kedusha. The Gra held that you have to make a bracha because it's a mitzvah of kedusha, and he claims that it could be, it's different for the one who's benching who has this mitzvah, ula hamesubim hu rak mishum sakana. And the other people, it's only because of the reason in Meseches Chulin, and that is the sakana. Of course, not many follow the opinion of Gra that you make a bracha. On the other hand, the Aruch HaShulchan's point is extremely valuable. That is, from our sugi, it sounds like there is a separate mitzvah because of Kedusha, not to remove the Melech Sodomus of Sakana, but rather to move dirt and to show kavod for Birchas Hamazon. It is for this reason that many people today do not follow the opinion of the Bali Tosis and do not follow the Psak of the Mechaber as Yesh She'ein Noagin in Simin Kuf Pei Aleph Yud Beis Yud, where he leaves open the possibility not to do Mayim Achronim, which actually was the custom in my family. As I saw it in my parents' home, may they be well, they were not makbid on Mayim Achronim, and I do not think the Bubas and Zaydas for Poland were makbid all the time. The Lashon Mechaber is, Yesh Ein Ogin Lito Mayim Achronim. The Mechaber interestingly concludes, and this begs a svara, which we will not present now, Vafil Nogim Kein, even those who follow this custom, like I saw in my parents' house, may they be well, not to do Mayim Achronim, Adam Shu Istinis Virago Lito Yodav Achar Su'udo Luditei Havi Yadayim Mezuamos V'tzarech Lito Yodav Kodem Birchas Hamazon. An individual who is normally makbid to clean his hands before he would do anything else, then he would need to do Mayim Achronim as well. Which means if your hands, Lechura, are so dirty that you would qualify as an istinus on these hands, it could very well be that according to everybody, you need to wipe or wash the hands beforehand. So what emerges is we have the opinion of the Bali Tosis that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch as a legitimate custom, rejected by the Gra, and the Svara of the Aruch HaShulchan being that our sugi is introducing a new mitzvah of Kedusha. One more point. My Rebbe, Rav Nevenzel Shlita, said to me that he believes that the Bali Tosis would never say today in Eretz Yisrael that a person should not wash Mayim Achronim. Even if one is going to accept this Yesha Einogin in Shulchan Aruch and accept the Bali Tosis, Rav Nevenzel said that took place in France. However, in Eretz Yisrael, where we're Zocha to live by the Yam HaMelech, in fact, just 2 days ago I was with my Talmidim at the Yam HaMelech, I recorded the Dvar Halacha driving in the car when I didn't need Sfarim to on the way to the Yam HaMelech. That's yesterday's daf. And so Melech Sodomus is very, very common. Rav Aron collected salt and he gave to me. He said to me, you want to take some home with you. So there, Melech Sodomus is very, very common. And for that reason, Rav Nevenzel claims no one would say that in Eretz Yisrael there isn't a chiyuv of Mayim Achronim. This is Rav Nevenzel Lashitasa who claims that there are a few places where the Bali Tosas are quoted as having opinion, but their opinion was only relevant to them in Chutz La'aretz. The other famous example is the Tosas in Pesachim on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the famous sugya of Bein Hashmashos, the famous Shita Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that the time of Bein Hashmashos, the amount that it takes to walk 4 mil, 72 minutes, and the Gra asks on the Rabbeinu Tam, how can you say that? Again, another instance where the Gra is arguing the Bali Tosas, Vachush Makhish! Our senses contradict what you're saying. We already see 3 stars out, says the Gra, very, very early. So Rav Nevenzel suggested that, of course, in Eretz Yisrael, which is closer to the equator, it's clear that Tzeis HaKochavim happens earlier than 72 minutes, and even the Bali Tosas would agree that Tzeis is earlier than 72 minutes. Tosis was saying it, he was in a northern European country, so there, the Metzius was different. So this is a collector's item, the 2 places where Revensel says that the sheet of the Bali Tosis might not be the only 2 places, could be it applies in other cases, but where the sheet of the Bali Tosis was relevant to where they were north of the continent in Europe, but in Eretz Yisrael, where Be'ezer Hashem, all of Klal Yisrael, will be here, we daven shortly, as we approach the Yimei Adin the Yom Ne'raim, that we daven v'chein tein pachtocha Hashem Elokeinu al kol ma'asecha, and we daven for a gilui shechina here in Eretz Yisrael, and that the Klal Yisrael should be ve'yosu chulam aguda achas, be'ezer Hashem, we will come back to Eretz Yisrael, all of us, and then Rav Nevenzel argued there definitely would be a chiyuv of Mayim Achron for everybody, and the Zman of Tzeis HaKochavim would not be the shita as presented by the Bdali Tosis. Our second topic for Daf Nun Gimel is the of making a bracha borei morei ha'esh on a light bulb. A fascinating discussion. It is quoted in the name of Reb Chaim Moser Grzensky Zatzal, not only that he said, but that he did. He wanted to emphasize that a light bulb is considered esh d'oraisa, and turning on a light bulb is an Isser d'oraisa. And for that reason, Reb Chaim Moser would make a bracha, borei morei ha'esh ha'matzoi Shabbos, to drive home that point. It's quoted in the Sefer HaChashmal L'or HaLacha by Rav Yudel Levitch, and it is well known that Rav Chaim Moser felt this way. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, in his legendary Sefer Ma'orei Ha'esh, disagrees with this position of Reb Chaim Moser, partly because of our Gemara. 3 lines into the medium-sized lines, towards the top on the Gimel Amud Beis, we have some Hagdaros, of which fires we make a bracha, a Bor Me'or Eishan. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan Gacholim Lochishos Mevarchin Aleim. If the charcoal is inflamed, then you make a bracha. Omemos, if it is not inflamed, it's not in force, ein mevarchin aleim. How do you measure that? Says Rav Chisda, if you would put inside a piece of wood and it would catch fire, then that's enough to be considered Gacholim, Lo Chashos. Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, in his Sefer Ma'orei HaEish, that's been reprinted quite a few times, I am looking at one of the newer editions, in Perek Hamishi Anaf Aleph, in the new edition, it's on page, Reish Pei Gimel, deduces from our Gemara that even though, as he himself corroborates, that it's an Issa D'Oraisa to turn on an incandescent bulb on Shabbos, nevertheless, a Borei Morei HaEish, he thinks, would not be appropriate. Rav Shlomo Zalman points out that this halacha is echoed in a Tosefta in Beitza. The Tosefta says, Mevarchen al Shel Heves, Vei Mevarchen al Galcheles. You need a flame in order to be able to make the bracha of Borei Morei HaEish. A light bulb, which is lit out of a glowing piece of metal, does not have a flame, claims Rav Shlomo Zalman, and therefore one cannot make a bracha Borei Morei HaEish. And he points out that almost all the Rishonim, the Rosh, Ritva, he claims the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch are this way, he quotes at length a Meiri, all point out that our Gemara does not say that the issue about a Gacheles Omamos is that it was not made for light, but it was made to cook. Rather, what does the Gemara say? It doesn't have a flame. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, we see from here that if it does not have a flame, then one does not make the bracha of Borei Morei HaEish. He also points out, now off of our sugya, a well-known machlokas between the Rambam and Ravid, why someone who heats up metal on Shabbos is chayiv. The Ravid says that you're over a mevashel, and the Rambam says it's a tolada mavir. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, according to the Ravid, certainly there is a piece of heated up metal is going to be nisur d'oraisa on Shabbos, and according to the Ravid, turning on incandescent bulb could very well be mevashel. However, it's not considered esh. And even the Rambam, who says that heat and metal is mavir, nevertheless, Rav Shlomo Zalman claims that is not considered mavir of Eish Mamish. He brings Rayus in Anaf Hey in Perek Dalid that for something to be called fire, it needs to be something that's combustible. If it's not combustible, then it's not considered Eish Mamish, even though it's a Toldo Mavir. From our Sugya comes the strongest Raya. And that is that our Gemara says that the problem of charcoal is not that it was made to cook, but rather even if it was made to light, if it doesn't have a flame, it's not considered an Eish. One could argue, as Rav Shlomo Zalman does, that therefore you need mamish a flame. Those who disagree, maybe we could add, that Reb Chaim Oizer felt that the chisaron of a stagnant coal is not that it doesn't have a physical flame, but rather the light that emanates from it is not discernible. And since it's not discernible, you cannot make a bracha. However, incandescent bulb, which is discernible, maybe Reb Chaim Moser would say that that is enough to be able to make a bracha and does not fall into the category of gacholim omamos. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha discussions of the 8th parak in Maseches Brachos. We conclude the halacha discussions of Daf Nun Gimel Be'ezer Hashem Yisparech. We go on now to the next part of our march, Be'ezer Hashem, to the 9th parak of Brachos, the last parak of the first Masechta of Shas.